A big cool down is coming up for portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest later this week, and we will see some of those temperatures at night getting closer to the frost level. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The coolest weather will hold off until we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and during that time period, afternoon highs will be stuck in the 60s, maybe even a few upper 50s in portions of northern Minnesota. We're going to see the temperatures in contrast to that, still quite a bit warmer out to the west in Montana. Some of those areas will still be seeing 80-degree temperatures. In the meantime, everybody across our region will be seeing the temperatures slipping from readings that will be in the 80s and some 90s over the next 2 days down to temperatures that will be mostly 60s and 70s. We do look for the potential for a little frost to develop in northern Minnesota and or the northeasternmost corner of North Dakota as we get out into the mornings on Saturday and also possibly on Friday in a few spots, but it looks like Saturday morning will be coldest. We do look for middle and upper 30 degree readings. I don't expect freezes to occur in our region, but we should see temperatures low enough for maybe a little bit of frost. Keep a close eye on that. That would be only in northern Minnesota and also the northeast part of North Dakota. Temperatures elsewhere will be mostly in the 40s. Now, our afternoon temperatures are going to come down. Like I said, we will be seeing some temperatures this afternoon up into the 90s, especially in central portions of South Dakota. Even western half of North Dakota will see temperatures like that. We'll be in the 80s and a few upper 70s in the rest of the region. Tomorrow, we'll see upper 70s and 80s still occurring with a couple of lower 90s still in central South Dakota. But that's the end of the line. After that, we will cool down. The cool-off is only going to last for several days, and then next week we should start warming back up again with above average temperatures returning. Precipitation prospects are not that impressive as we go forward in time. There will be a few sporadic showers that will accompany the cool down, but I'm not looking for enough moisture in the atmosphere to really make a big difference to the soil conditions. With that said, though, showers will begin to pop up across portions of the region on Wednesday and continuing on Thursday, and in Minnesota there may still be some showers early in the day on Friday. Moisture totals aren't that great, but we will look for enough to disrupt some farming activity. A trace upwards to around 0.4 inch is most likely. There could be something a little bit greater, but I do not believe we're going to see good coverage in the heart of the Dakotas. Minnesota would probably be wettest, but even so, it doesn't sound like the amounts are all that terribly great. Drier weather will come back just as soon as the cold air begins to abate. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.